Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and I've just been listening to an audio boo by Ian Cath. Ian's from Australia, and I know a lot of people who follow me also follow Ian, and something that he said struck a chord with me regarding listening to content, podcasts, and this got me thinking about my own listening habits. And I find that over the years I used to listen to a lot of music when I was younger. In fact, music was a big part of my life. I would go out virtually every weekend to some club or to a gig or concert or something that involved music. For many years, I roaded in a band. I was a roadie for a band. Some great times then. But since I hit 40, on my 40th birthday, I went to Canada with some friends to see my favourite band, a band called Rush, a Canadian band, three-piece. And I'd seen them many, many times here in the UK over the years. And on my 40th birthday, myself and five friends went to Canada for a week because they were playing in their hometown of Toronto, which is where they sort of hail from. And I went to see them. I had a fantastic experience with my friends. Saw a few other bands at the same time. While we were there, we discovered that Aerosmith were doing a live outdoor event with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts supporting. So, of course, we jumped onto that one as well. And that was a fantastic experience. But since then, my interest in music has waned. I think it's because seeing my favourite band in the hometown was a culmination of many years dreaming, really. And it marked my 40th birthday. My then best friend, it was also his 40th. Our birthdays were within 20-odd days of each other. And so the two of us, with four friends, six of us in total, went to Canada. Since then, my listening habits have changed a lot. I got more into reading. I was always a big reader. But I came back and wanted to try a different kind of style of piece in my life. And I got rid of my TV. My stereo. I kept my mobile phone, of course, which means I could pick up radio and anything. I could listen to whatever music I wanted through my mobile phone. But I rarely did. And I got more and more into the quietness of just being still and just reading. And this boo is really about that. It's more about how we listen or how we read books. And I say listen because more and more books are becoming audio enabled, as it were. A lot of books out there. Audible, for example, was a huge force in this, in books that you could listen to. Fantastic for the visually impaired, of course. But also, for many people, a wonderful way of engaging in a book. You could now, if you like, read a book while you were driving a car or hiking in the hills or whatever other hobby pastime you had. And I know that Phil Sorrell, Daylight Gambler, he listens to a lot of audiobooks. And many of you know Phil here, of course, on Audio Boom. But another friend of mine, Lone Walker UK, Stuart, who isn't on Audio Boom but is on Twitter, Lone Walker UK is his Twitter ID, he listens to an awful lot of books too. And I don't really listen to books. I read them. I had an Audible account and I've had Audible books there, you know, before, and now that Amazon have bought out Audible, a lot of Kindle books are available with audio, the ability to listen to the book. You know, it has audio commentary. And what I find is that there's a problem for me with listening to a book being read to me. As a child, I had books read to me, and I enjoyed that as a child because I couldn't read. But once I learnt to read, I was less interested in having books read to me. I enjoyed the process of reading a book and using my own imagination and my own thought processes to understand what the author was saying, or where I couldn't understand, I would put my own thoughts and understanding into it. So the books become very personal. I've read many kinds of books over the years, and I make them very personal to me. Autobiographies are slightly different, of course. You are trying to get into the mindset of the person who's writing the book. But with the rest of the kind of books I read, novels, fiction, hiking books, whatever it might be, I use my imagination, and part of the problem I have with listening to somebody read a book is that I can't use my imagination so much. It's their imagination. Now, I've listened to books where the author of the book has made it audible himself. He has narrated the book himself. And I can listen to that kind of audible book, audio book. I can listen to a book where the author themselves are narrating their own book, because that gives me a different interpretation. I get to understand which parts of the book are, if you like, more meaningful to the author because of the stresses, the way the author stresses certain points of the book, the laughs, the chuckles, the sadness in the voice, whatever it may be. I can understand the author's perspective on their own book. Where I struggle is when somebody else, who isn't the author, narrates a book that I then listen to, because at this point, I'm starting to get the book second, third hand. The author has written a book, that's first hand. Then somebody else is narrating the book, that's second hand. And then I'm listening to the book third hand. And I'm now getting somebody else's interpretation of the author's book before it even reaches my ears, or before I can interpret. So that's my problems with audio books. I much prefer to read them. Like I say, that's not to say I don't listen to books. I do, occasionally. When I'm hiking, I don't listen to anything. I hike with a lot of people over the years who either listen to music while they're hiking, or they listen to a book while they're hiking. And I don't do that. I've tried it. I don't like listening to music very much, unless it's on a particularly boring stretch of trail. Excuse me. Unless it's on a particularly boring stretch of trail. I can remember when I was walking back in 2012 across Spain, there was a particular stretch that for 17 kilometres was bland. It was the same view for almost 17 kilometres, flatlands, very boring, very well known actually on this particular trail in Spain, to be boring. And so I then played some music just to take my mind off it, because I'd been already walking for two weeks or so by this time. And I delved into my own mind and my own thoughts, and I didn't really want to have this long stretch ahead of me without some kind of stimulus. But generally speaking, I won't listen to anything when I'm hiking. I'm too busy listening to nature around me and to my own thoughts on nature and how I'm interpreting nature. And I make up my own story, if you like, as I'm walking. And music is just a distraction then. It really is. Like I say, my listening habits have changed vastly over the years. So how do you prefer to engage with a book? Do you prefer to read it? Do you prefer to listen to the author's narration of his own book or her own book? Or do you like somebody else narrating it for you? Or a combination? It's just a thought. Like I say, it was Ian Cath's own audio boo that triggered this sort of thoughts from me. So thanks, Ian. Hope all's well in Australia. And to everybody that's listening, as always, if applicable, God bless.